And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening and welcome to MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands for this Week 7 Monday night encounter of the 6-0 Patriots and the 1-4 New York Jets as they confront one another in the AFC East for the second time since Week 3. Brady's under center. Here comes Edelman in motion to the right. And it's a pitch to Michelle to the left. And he's into the end zone for a Patriots touchdown.
Sexy.
Got off to a good start. That was a great opening drive. Seemed like took up most of the first quarter.
It was a good start. It was a good drive. And anytime you can go, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes, whatever that was, put the ball in the end zone on the road, kind of gets you a good feel.
Here comes Collins on a left. Darnold quickly unloads, and he throws an interception right into the hands of Devin McCourty, who zigzags across the 15-yard line and is dropped at the 12. The Patriots went after Darnold, and McCourty has another pick. His fifth of 2019.
You always want to play complimentary football. You know, and the offense can help the defense and turn the ball over and set up the offense. I mean, that's the complimentary football that you like for your team to play. And so we had a lot of examples of that tonight. Players did a great job.
Brady with Watson, the tight end left, takes the snap. The Jets rush forward. Brady lobs a throw down the right side for Dorsett. Open, touchdown, Patriots! What a beautiful throw by TB12.
Night-night.
Brady under center, out of the eye, hands it off to Michelle, runs into the right. Sony is tackled, but he breaks the play, diving for a Patriots touchdown. The Jets will align as if Darnold is simply going to take the snap and drop to the knee. After all the optimism in the wake of the win over the Cowboys, Bronx cheers across the river. Here in New Jersey for the Jets, 24-0.
When you're up 24-0 at halftime, how much discussion is there on the sideline, locker room, what have you, about finishing the game strong on both sides?
We talk about playing 60 minutes every week and try to carry through that with that. So, you know, that's what we prepare for. That's what we train for. I think our team's in good condition. I would just try to compete for 60 minutes every week.
Bell to the left of Darnold, who takes the snap. Drops back with a twist up front. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Picked off by Daron Harmon. There's a blitz coming. He's hit. He floats one across the middle. Intercepted by Gilmore. Fans in the pocket. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Intercepted. Leaping in front of the intended receiver, the former Jet Terrence Brooks.
Daron and Devin, you know, and Brooks, when he was in there, those guys do a really good job. Those guys in the coverages, Jason, John Jones, Steph, J.C. Jackson. I mean, the secondary works very hard at that. They do a real good job of that.
They're just playing great football. They're doing a great job. They cover, rush, stop the run, make critical plays. So they're just, it's awesome to watch.
Third down and goal to go. It's a heavy set for the pass. Watson motions left to right from the eye. Roberts in front of Michelle, who takes the handoff and runs it to the right. And Sonny Michelle with a lunge dives in for his third touchdown of the night as New England adds to its lead.
Got to give the players a lot of credit. They played hard. They played relentlessly. You know, we're able to make some plays early in the game and play pretty solid for 60 minutes.
And as Stidham takes the knee one last time in the final 28 seconds elapsed in the Meadowlands, the Patriots have swept the Jets.
Good to get a win. Three division road wins. That's pretty sweet. Try to have a quick turnaround and get ready for Cleveland.